You're listening to 90.3 WBHM Birmingham, and I'm Rachel Lindley. Alabama's prison system has been under close scrutiny after the Justice Department started investigating the system last year. That came after a report detailed cases of sexual abuse at the Julia Tutwiler Prison for Women. But the system has been facing a variety of other problems, including overcrowding and lack of funding. Here to talk to us more about that is State Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster. He's the chairman of the Alabama Prison Reform Task Force. The task force formed last year in response to the mounting problems in the prison system. Hello, Senator Ward. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, Rachel.
Take me back. What has the task force been doing over these past few months?
Well, of course, it's a large task force of stakeholders from all across society, whether it's prosecutors, defense attorneys, victims' rights advocates, judges, legislators, inmate rights advocates. Everyone from the ideological left to the ideological right have been serving on it. And in between, we have been doing a study in conjunction with the Council of State Governments to see exactly what kind of reforms we could bring about that would dramatically alter and change the landscape of corrections in Alabama. And I think we're very close to coming up with a piece of legislation that we can introduce in the 2015 session.
Let's go through some of the recommendations the task force has made to incorporate into legislation that will be introduced into the 2015 session. What has the task force determined after its research that Alabama can do to improve the prison system?
Well, there are three broad categories. First of all, we've actually made some progress in sentencing reform already. Alabama has 18% fewer nonviolent inmates going into the system than we had 2 years ago, and that's because of previous sentencing reform bills. However, there's some other sentencing guidelines that we could enact that would help us go further. For example, in Alabama, right now what you have is you have the Habitual Offender Act, and what we've looked at doing is creating a Class D felony. We right now have an A, B, and C felony. We'd create a Class D felony, and several crimes such as a possession or even mid-level mild theft-type crimes could be moved into a Class D. They'd still be a felony, however, they wouldn't be subject to the Habitual Offender Act. We think that would be crucial as far as the sentencing part goes, and I believe it's something we can pass in the legislature. You also have a couple issues such as pardon and parole. We need more supervision on those who are released from our system. The reason being is it shows supervision over an inmate is crucial, absolutely crucial to making sure they don't go back in or recidivate, commit a crime again. Right now we have 200 inmates to every one parole officer. That number should actually be closer to 60, which is the national average. So we're going to have to hire more parole officers, but at the same time we can revise our technical violator laws. Here's a good example. Someone fails to show up for a drug test. Someone is late to an appointment to have a hearing with a parole officer. Should that person go back in and take up a very expensive prison bed?
Is that what happens? Do they get thrown back in prison?
Oh, absolutely. And so what happens is they go back into prison. Instead of doing that, we need to come up with another form of punishment that doesn't take up an expensive prison bed. So those are just a few among many recommendations that this bill is going to have, and it will be one piece of legislation in the next session.
So everything will be wrapped up into one bill.
Yes, and you'll also have some enhancements. For example, we do not currently have a penalty in Alabama to go after those who steal more than $100,000 in money. We're going to create an enhanced crime, almost like a racketeering type crime in there. Second, we're going to create a new penalty for those who steal more than $50,000 in government money. That will also be a Class B felony. So we're going to go after not only just, you know, the violent criminals, we're going to go after some of the white-collar criminals who deserve to be prosecuted, too, for public corruption. We're going to add in there some more notification requirements that help victims of violent crimes know when their perpetrators are going to be up for parole. There's going to be a little bit for everybody in there. However, by doing it all in one bill, I think it gives us a better chance of passage. If you break the package down into 5, 6, 7, 8 different issues, inevitably, the policymakers will vote for the easy stuff and vote against the hard stuff. That's why we're going to put everything in one bill.
What do you think the response will be from other people in the government?
A day that doesn't go by that I don't talk to lawmakers, both parties. I have visited my caucus, the Democrat caucus. I've been to the House and Senate. I mean, both House, Republican and Democrat caucus. I've met with individual members. Been meeting with the stakeholders, having the stakeholders meet with the members, such as the district attorneys, the defense attorneys. I mean, we've really been working hard to make sure that everyone feels very comfortable before we go in. No one's going to get caught by surprise when we go into session.
As far as the results of some of these reforms that you're proposing, how would it reduce the prison population?
I think we could go from 190 to 195% capacity down to around 140 5% capacity over a period of 5 years. If we did that, we would see that would be one of the largest changes in our correction system's history in our state. But it won't happen fast because it took us a long time to get into this problem, so it's going to take a long time to get out. But I think the reforms, as they kick in over the next 5 years, that's when you'll see the change.
So that's how it's going to be proposed, that the changes will take place gradually.
They'll take place gradually. There'll also have to be some new construction. We haven't had any new beds added to our system in 2 decades, and that's just unheard of. We're going to have to do that, and we have to face that reality that's going to be part of the problem. Your goal should be to keep the violent offenders locked up longer. But the way to do that is you've got to reform how some of the nonviolent offender programs are run and operated.
We are facing a large budget deficit in Alabama. It seems like it might be quite tricky to get people to throw money towards building more prisons.
Well, the problem is, you don't necessarily have to build new prisons. You could build wings onto certain prisons that are more modern and updated. However, that being said, yeah, it's going to be tricky, but I don't think we have a choice, because if we do nothing, then a federal court's just going to come in a year from now and tell us to do it anyway. So why not do it ourselves when we can do it a whole lot cheaper?
We've been speaking with State Senator Cam Ward from Alabaster. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Rachel.